The most trusted and connected man in Utah.
Former governor of Florida, Jeb Bush.
Doug Wright.
We win when our message is hopeful and optimistic, when we apply conservative principles to help everybody rise up, not just those that have already made it.
The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Jay McFarland here with Amy Iverson. We're in for Doug Wright. He will be back tomorrow, and I'm sure plenty on his mind, as he's not had the opportunity to chime in on the events that occurred in Paris, also the Democratic debates over the weekend. And now, who would have thought that a result of the Paris attacks would be an outcry in the United States and governors across the states either looking at not allowing Syrian refugees into their states or outright saying, no, you cannot come. In fact, 27 governors say they oppose accepting Syrian refugees into their states. This because one of the Paris attackers might have come through the refugee process into Greece and then on into Paris. That is not completely confirmed. But because of that, here in the United States, a lot of people are saying, and it runs the gamut. No Muslims should be allowed. I've heard only women and children should be allowed. No men. I mean, it just completely, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me how they're trying to determine who should be allowed in and who shouldn't. We've been doing a lot of research this morning about that process. I think you'll be surprised to know the process that's in place, but also the governor of Utah has been asking that same question. What is this process? Can we rely on the vetting process for these refugees? And so he's asked for a review of that procedure.
And Governor Gary Herbert joins us live on the KSL Newsline right now. Governor, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I have to say first off that I, for one, was happy to see that you weren't one of the governors who jumped immediately to saying, no, keep all the refugees out.
Well, I think it takes a little more of a steady hand and a thoughtful approach here to make sure that we don't just have rhetoric, but we actually do what we're capable of doing, because the highest responsibility and duty of a governor is public safety. The same thing would be said for the president, for the Congress. I mean, government's main role, it's not a partisan issue, is the public safety and welfare of the people. And so with this happening, you know, I wanted to have a review and make sure that we were doing everything we could do on our end to, in fact, protect the public safety of our people of Utah. And it does cause us pause. People are scared. People are worried. Is something happening to our country? We're going to be infiltrated through a refugee program. Let me just tell you, too, that what we've been able to ascertain in the last 24 hours is, one, we have 12 people from Syrian descent that have come through the refugee program in Utah. Two small families that came here about 8 or 9 months ago. That's been reviewed. There does not appear to be any threat there. But we only have a total of 12. We have no planned new Syrian refugees to come into our state for months.
But let me ask you this, Governor, because we have those 12 refugees here. So I understand that you are asking for an immediate reevaluation of what the federal vetting process is. But what was the process for those 12?
Well, when you come through this, and again, we're reviewing the process to make sure that we're comfortable with what's happening on the federal level. That's really where it has to happen. If they come into any other state, they're accessing to America and all states. So the vetting process, really the primary responsibility is the federal government. It takes about 2 years, by the way, for people to go through a refugee program where they actually do background checks. They check on their physical health, their mental health. They do fingerprinting in the process. So it's not like they just come and then they kind of get into the country. There's about a two-year process to get them to be enabled to come through the refugee program. But I'm here to tell you, if we think that by just stopping Syrian refugees from coming in this country, we're safe from terrorism, we're a little bit naive. When you think about our own attack here on September 11th, 15 of those 19 attackers were from where? Saudi Arabia. Jihadi John, the leader of the ISIS, was a British national.
Absolutely.
You know, the Iraq, Afghanistan, we've even had defectors from America that have gone over and helped the jihad over in the Middle East. So terrorism comes in many different colors and pictures and faces. We need to be concerned about immigration. We need to be concerned about tourism. We certainly need to be concerned about the refugee program. That's why I'm taking a broader view of this thing. It's not just one thing. It's probably going to be multiple things that we ought to be doing to make sure we protect our citizens here in America, and I'll do everything we can to protect our citizens here in Utah.
We're speaking with Governor Gary Herbert about his desire to make sure that our system for vetting Syrian refugees is adequate. I guess my question for you, Governor, overall is, do you feel that the United States should be a place where Syrian refugees or other refugees that are escaping terrorism and these types of things, do you feel that in general we should welcome those people into our country?
If they're not terrorists, if they are not going to come here with some evil intent, then whoever the people of the world are, we have a refugee program, and we have compassion. We want to help people that are trying to escape the evil. We don't want to accept people who are trying to create the evil. And so I'm going to be joining with other Republican governors here in the next couple of days as we meet together in Republican Governor Association meetings. But we are penning a letter to send to the president and saying, President, you've got to take this seriously. We have been a welcoming beacon to families and individuals who seek safety and asylum in the borders of the United States, but we need to make sure that you're doing everything you can to screen these people and make sure that we don't have evil people exploiting our refugee program. And he can't just take it kind of casually. When we hear from James Comey, who is saying we have some leaks, we have some problems in the system, we want those leaks and those programs to be fixed so we can have confidence. We're going to work very directly with our own congressional delegation to make sure that what needs to happen at the federal level is happening. If they go through a process where we can feel comfortable that these people have been vetted properly, then welcome them into the country. But unless and until that happens, we have to be very careful, very cautious about what we're going to be doing going forward. But it's not just the refugee program. My goodness, it's people from all different countries, and it includes illegal immigration, includes tourism, people that come here on visas. I mean, the people that flew in the jets into the World Towers, you know, had been here legally, had been trained at one of our college and universities. They were legal. So, again, we have a lot of concern when it comes to terrorism, and we need to take a very thoughtful, methodical look and see what can we do. In fact, here's what I'll tell you. I'm having my people review this. They've been working on this for the last 24 hours. I expect I'll have probably some recommendations over the next week of what we can do better here in Utah, making sure that we are screening appropriately as we're able to. Again, the federal government has the main responsibility. We're going to do everything we can to backstop what the federal government does to make sure our people of Utah are protected and safe.
Okay, Governor, but still, going back to those refugees who are here already, did you feel confident in the process that was in place before to allow those people to come?
I did. I do. I've met with the refugees. Our ambassador to the refugee program is one everybody knows, Thurl Bailey, former jazz star. We have wonderful people. I met with them just a few weeks ago. They're so proud to be Americans. They're proud to be in Utah. They're have jobs. They have families. I mean, they're learning English when they didn't know it before, and they're trying to contribute and find ways to contribute in a positive way to our society. So our refugee program, and every state has one, by the way, we take about 1,000 refugees from all over the country. All of the world, rather, that come here have been. We have not had any really problems at all over history. Doesn't mean you don't have some problems, but again, we have problems with our own people. I mean, you know, the shootings that take place on campuses and schools and movie theaters are Americans going berserk. So it's not just, you know, people from outside of our borders. This war on terror is a borderless war. You don't know where to go, but they come from all different parts of the world, and we need to learn how to fight this in a little different way. So there's not any black and white answer here to solve the problem, but I feel good about the refugees that we're taking and the process we have in place. But in light of the Paris attacks, it's time to reevaluate. Let's not get into panic mode. Let's be thoughtful. Let's see what we can do to make sure that we are treating people correctly and protect our people here of Utah. That's the first and foremost effort. public safety, and we'll go through this process, and I expect that I'm going to have some recommendations to make to improve our system that's already been working well, but in light of what's taking place, improve it even more.
Thank you so much. Governor Gary Herbert on the line with us, and I do appreciate his level-headedness.
Absolutely.
In this situation, because it is a fine line to walk, but I think we have to be sure that people aren't confusing terrorists with the people of Islam. And there are Christians who are coming too. It's just, I appreciate his level-headedness that we're not jumping to automatically slamming the doors in all of their faces.
Now, Paul Ryan is also drafting a bill to deal with this situation. When we come back, we'll give you a little bit more details about what is this vetting process, what is involved, and is there really a risk of terrorists coming into our country through this refugee program?